Since ancient times, we humans have looked to the stars in the sky to find our way. Ancient sailors used the constellations in the night sky to figure out where they were and where they were going. Today, all we need is a simple handheld GPS, a global positioning system receiver, to figure out exactly where we are anywhere in the world. However, we still need objects high in the sky to figure out where we are and how we get to other places. Instead of stars, we use satellites. Over 30 navigation satellites are zipping high above us over the Earth. And these satellites can tell us exactly where we are. From miles up in space, our location on the ground can be determined with incredible precision. And they can usually determine where we are within a few yards, even inches of our actual location. And the speed and ease of pinpointing our location today would flabbergast ancient sailors of history. Just think of all the important things GPS is used for. But perhaps nothing is more important than finding the quickest slice of pizza. So why did God choose a star, the original GPS, to announce the birth of Jesus Christ to the world? Doesn't a star seem poorly cast for the role of messenger in this drama? Isn't it a bit unorthodox for God to reinforce the superstitions of those who believe in astrology, whether ancient or modern, that our futures are foretold and controlled by the stars? What in the heavens was God up to when he chose a star? Well, the star signals the great importance of the birth of Jesus. We use the word star for people in our world that seem bigger than life, more important than ordinary. So we have movie stars, star athletes, and star performances by singers. In addition, the best of the best we call superstars. So charting these stars of our own creation in tabloids and in television entertainment shows is a national pastime for us. And when we think someone is bigger than ordinary life, we implore the metaphor of star to speak of them. Certainly, Jesus Christ was no ordinary life. His life and death would have cosmic implications. His ministry would prove to be the turning point of all history, the centerpiece around which the entire universe revolved. So why not a star? What else would be big enough to announce the birth of Jesus to the whole world at the same time? Matthew was telling us God was in love with the entire world and the whole of creation, not just the Jews. God has no favorite nation, no favorite gender, no favorite race, and no favorite generation. And the Magi represent all those who are not part of the in crowd. But God is always breaking free of our exclusive arrangements. Those who should have known their own scriptures missed something Zoroastrian priests perceived. They relied on their traditional way of knowing God through nature and reading the signs of the times in the movement of the stars. So from your own encounter with the natural world, what have you gleaned about the God of creation? So God chose a star. Except for light pollution, we can see a star at any place on the planet. Everyone could see the star because everyone mattered to God. And God wanted everyone to know that in Jesus Christ, God had come to earth to announce the good news for the entire human race. That is the glorious message of Epiphany, which we celebrate today. God's Epiphany, His revelation, welcomed and included the entire world. Isn't it odd, then, that if God used the star to welcome the entire world, only a handful of Persian astrologers got the message? Matthew's point in telling of the story was that a group of Gentiles first heard the message of God from heaven. And these Gentiles came hundreds of miles to Bethlehem bearing expensive gifts to worship Jesus. He is reminding us that we Gentiles are included in the Christian story from the very beginning. But Matthew warns that often those of us who sit comfortably in the middle of our religious enclaves are most prone to be blind to the continuing presence of God in the world. Well, this was no ordinary star. The star moved to and the Magi followed to embark on a journey without a map. Stars do not move, which is why navigators use them to find direction. Sometimes my GPS has given me wrong directions. Stars are usually remarkably predictable and stable. But this star moved. The movement was a miracle rather than celestial science. And the Magi decided to follow. From whom are we most likely to take directions? Your spouse, maybe? We believe too highly in our own interior compass. Many of us would rather fumble around indefinitely and hope for the best than to ask for assistance. We pledge allegiance to our own authority, our own opinions, and our own will. These Magi were open enough to look beyond the limits of their own wisdom. They were hungry for more meaning in life, that they went to a foreign land and consulted the wisdom of an alien tradition. With a small stroke of faith and wonder, these Gentiles packed up their treasures and took a long journey by starlight to see the beginning of a great life. The Magi were not seeking the stars. They valued the star merely as a pointer to the child-born King of the Jews. We must have that same innocent and daring faith as Jesus calls us to follow him as well. Our Christian faith is not static. It is a faith in motion. Yes, the star moved. It was a sign of things to come for any wise man or wise woman who would worship Jesus. Are we ready for the journey? Then reach for the star, Jesus Christ, the light of the world.